Please stand. Lutheran Church, where our mission is to gather and worship, grow in God's word, and serve in Jesus' name. If you're a visitor today, we're so thankful you're here. I know in Darris's row, welcome to Dan, Rhonda, Caroline, and Charlotte. We're going to have a children's sermon today, so I'm going to ask the ushers to not turn the lights down at the time of the sermon, and I'm going to need anyone who likes to listen to stories to come up at the time of the sermon. In the name of God who makes a way in the wilderness, walks with us, and guides us in our pilgrimage. Amen. Holy One, we confess that we have wandered far from you. We have not trusted your promises. We have ignored your prophets in our own day. We have squandered our inheritance of grace. We have failed to recognize you in our midst. Have mercy on us. Forgive us and turn us again to you. Teach us to follow in your ways. Assure us again of your love. And help us to love our neighbor. Amen. Beloved in Christ, the word draws near to you, and all who call out to God shall be saved. In Jesus, God comes to you again and again, and gathers you under wings of love. In Jesus' name, your sins are forgiven. God journeys with you and teaches you how to live in love. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Eternal God, your kingdom has broken into our troubled world through the life, death, and resurrection of your Son. Help us to hear your word and obey it, and bring your saving love to fruition in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
The first reading is from Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 1 through 9. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy, and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples and a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that you do not know, you shall run to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord that he may have mercy on them and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Here ends the first reading. The psalm today is Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8. Please read responsively with me. O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name. My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips.
When I think of you on my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night.
For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me. The second reading is from 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 through 13. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them, and they were struck down in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples for us, so that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not become idolaters as some of them did, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents. And do not complain as some of them did and were destroyed by the destroyer. These things happened to them to serve as an example, and they were written down to instruct us on whom the ends of the ages have come. So if you think you are standing, watch out that you do not fall. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it. Here ends the readings. Thanks be to God.
Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and abounding in steadfast love.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that very time, there were some present who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did. Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year, until I dig round it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." The gospel of the Lord, we say.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. I'm going to blend together a children's sermon and a other sermon. And I would like to invite my friends up who would like to sit on a blanket. This is my favorite blanket. And come hear a story. So if you like fish, or you like pink, or you like blankets, or, yeah, would you come on up? And I know, Caroline, I've got my friend Avery who wants to sit next to you. So here's Avery in the jean jacket. Yeah, come on up and find a seat. Let's spread it out so that there's room for everybody. All right. And you're going to want to see where you can see the chair, because I'm going to sit down. Right here, Caroline. This is Avery, right here. Yeah. Yeah. And grown-ups can come sit on it, too. Come on, friends. Right here. Look at all those fish to sit on. Yeah. The point of this sermon for my confirmation students is judgment belongs to God and God alone. And, okay, Avery, can you just turn in a circle and sit on that purple fish and face the chair? Yeah. Caroline, you can sit on that. Yeah. Okay. The topic for the sermon is suffering. Can anyone who's sitting on the fish tell me what a suffering is or where I can find suffering? Can I go to the grocery store and buy it on the shelf next to the bread? No? Okay, Keegan, what is it? Keegan says, suffering is like something that happens, like if someone in your family dies, you suffer from it. What kind of feelings might come up if I'm suffering? What would be the emotion? Like, would I smile or frown? I would frown, Keegan says. Okay. Raise your hand if you've ever been to Australia. Anybody? Where? On your VR set? Oh, cool. Well, okay then. I have never been to Australia, but I definitely understand suffering. I understand frowning. I know what that looks like. And I'm inviting who I think is like a guest preacher for us today. Her name's Judith Vorst. You may have read her book in school yourself. I got to meet her a long time ago when she signed a book called Alexander and the No Good Well, wait a minute. And the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. Maybe you've read it. Let's review what a day for Alexander looked like that we could describe as suffering. Ready? Can you see the words? Caroline, can you see? Okay. Okay. Look at his hair. He just got out of bed. I went to sleep with gum in my mouth, and now there's gum in my hair. And when I got out of bed this morning, I tripped on the skateboard, and by mistake, I dropped my sweater in the sink while the water was running, and I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. You definitely, maybe, is your name also the same name as the boy in this book? At breakfast, Anthony found a Corvette Stingray car kit in his breakfast cereal box, and Nick found a junior undercover agent code ring in his breakfast cereal box. But in my breakfast cereal box, all I found was breakfast cereal. I think I'll move to Australia. In the carpool, Mrs. Gibson let Becky have a seat by the window. Audrey and Elliot got seats by the window, too. I said I was being scrunched. I said I was being smushed. I said if I don't get a seat by the window, I am going to be car sick. No one even answered. I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. At school, Mrs. Dickens liked Paul's picture of the sailboat better than my picture of the invisible castle. At singing time, she said I sang too loud. At counting time, she said I left out 16. Who needs 16? I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. I could tell because Paul said I wasn't his best friend anymore. Ooh. He said that Philip Parker was his best friend and that Albert Moya was his next best friend and that I was only his third best friend. I felt that in my heart. I hope you sit on a tack, I said to Paul. I hope the next time you get a double-decker strawberry ice cream cone, the ice cream part falls off the cone part and lands in Australia. There were two cupcakes in Philip Parker's lunch bag, and Albert got a Hershey bar with almonds, and Paul's mother gave him a piece of jelly roll that had little coconut sprinkles on the top. Guess whose mother forgot to put in dessert? Uh-oh. It was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. That's what it was, because after school, my mom took us all to the dentist. And Dr. Fields found a cavity just in me. Come back next week and I'll fix it, said Dr. Fields. Next week, I said, I'm going to. On the way downstairs, the elevator door closed on my foot, and while we were waiting for my mom to go get the car, Anthony made me fall where it was muddy, and then when I started crying because of the mud, Nick said I was a crybaby. And while I was punching Nick for saying crybaby, my mom came back with the car and scolded me for being muddy and fighting. I am having a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day, I told everybody. No one even answered. So then we went to the shoe store to buy some sneakers. Anthony chose white ones with blue stripes. Nick chose red ones with white stripes. I chose blue ones with red stripes. But then the shoe man said, we're all sold out. They made me buy plain old white shoes, but they can't make me wear them. When we picked up my dad at his office, he said, I couldn't play with his copying machine, but I forgot. He also said to watch out for the books on his desk, and I was as careful as could be except for my elbow. He also said, don't fool around with his phone, but I think I called Australia. My dad said, please don't pick him up anymore. It was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. Do you think that's a squeal of suffering or joy? See, sometimes it's hard to discern, right? Sometimes a squeal can mean many things. There were lima beans for dinner, and I hate limas. There was kissing on TV, and I hate kissing. My bath was too hot. I got soap in my eyes. My marble went down the drain, and I had to wear my railroad train pajamas. I hate my railroad train pajamas. When I went to bed, Nick took back the pillow he said I could keep, and the Mickey Mouse nightlight burned out, and I bit my tongue. The cat wants to sleep with Anthony, not with me. It has been a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. My mom says some days are like that. Even in Australia. Oh, Alexander, has anyone ever had a day like that? Raise your hand. Yeah. If I asked you and you to make a list of the adversities, the suffering that Alexander experienced, what would you describe them as? Frownies or smiles? Oh, you can say it out loud, yeah. Frownies, right? Would you say he experienced justice or injustice? Maybe a little of both. Injustice, says Alex, yeah. Did he feel hurt? Yeah. Did he feel lonely? Yeah. Did he feel like maybe there was a place that was going to be better than this one? Yeah. If he could just leave this place and go to, where? What country did he want to go to? Australia. Do you think life is different in Australia than it is here? Yeah. I think they have different trees and bugs there. But I think the people there are the same as the people here. And the mud there is the same as the mud here. And I think you can get gum in your hair in Australia just like you can get gum in your hair here. Yeah. One of the things that Jesus does with the most love of anyone is suffer. Yeah, I know. I know you're thinking, wait, Jesus is supposed to be mighty and victorious and rise from the dead, right? How could someone so powerful feel so sad or so grumpy? But Jesus did feel sad and grumpy. Jesus did suffer. He did experience all of the same exact things that Alexander experienced in his heart. Suffering as a human is guaranteed. Repentance is not. Have you ever been in a place where you've had to say, I'm sorry? Raise your hand if you've ever said, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Put your hand down. Raise your hand if someone ever said, I'm sorry to you. Yeah. Did someone ever, you know, step on your toe? Yeah. That's called repentance. And that is the call that Jesus makes to us. Whenever we feel like we're having a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day, that's the moment that there's an opportunity for us to sit down, scratch our heads, and maybe think, is there something I need to say I'm sorry for? Or is there a place I can go, like Australia? I can't go to Australia? What about when Jesus says the way to pray is on earth as it is in heaven? If I can't go to Australia, can I ask heaven to come to earth? You can. That's why we pray it that way. So how about this? We'll say this prayer the way Jesus said. I'll say the first part and you repeat after me. Ready? On earth as it is. As it is in heaven. In heaven. Yeah. We've got lots of sharing starting up here, by the way. So when I send everyone back to their homes, I hope this conversation about frowns and suffering continues. Avery, I feel you want to say something? No? Okay. So I think the thoughts are starting to emerge. This conversation on suffering is going to continue on Wednesday night at our 7 o'clock service. I get to go on a trip where I'm going to pray for you in silence. That's right. That means I won't even be able to hear anything but my own complaints. I know. It's a great way to get in touch with suffering. And to turn that suffering over to our Lord Jesus Christ, whose suffering fulfills the mission that he and his Heavenly Father have, where Jesus dies on the cross in a very painful way with nails in his hands and in his feet. And after being beat up and made fun of and suffering, his suffering is called passion. And that's what we are going to walk through on Holy Week and appreciate that suffering is part of the creative process that yields resurrection. So, let's see, who is planning to celebrate Easter here? Raise your hand if you're going to celebrate Easter.
Easter.
Yeah, Easter, right?
Yeah,
there's going to be a bunny. There's definitely going to be a bunny somehow involved, right? And Alex, can I share what you've learned to tie your shoes and to tie your laces from each shoe together? So an example of suffering is forthcoming. So we like to rejoice in resurrection, and it is the triumph of all the plans and purposes of the mission that Jesus and his Heavenly Father have. But we acknowledge that that glorious triumphant day contains all of these other factors. So the next time you think, if I could just get to Australia, come back around to on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, friends. Hey, Alex, do you want to walk with both of your shoes on back to your seat? Okay. Everybody's got shoes on. And Alex's are tied together. Okay, and Alex, I'm also looking at your head because you're seated right under this edge of the font. See, I see a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day coming like three steps away. Can I prevent it? Sometimes. Can I always prevent it? No. Okay, friends, you can go back to your seats. Thank you so much. Alex, watch out there, man. There he goes. He's going to do it. He's got to. Okay, I think you made it safely. Okay. Some suffering can be averted, but not all. Suffering is guaranteed. Repentance is not. Judgment belongs to God and God alone. Amen. Let us stand and sing together hymn 339, Christ the Life of All Living. Affirm our faith in God using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Drawn close to the heart of God, we offer these prayers for the church, the world, and all who are in need.
God of presence and peace, strengthen your church around the globe to proclaim the message of your love coming to the world. Open our hearts to recognize your face in all people and in all of creation. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For all those who serve our armed forces, especially those on active duty, including Andrew, Bryce, Ryan B., Cassandra, Darren, and Ryan S. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Give a heart of discernment and integrity to all leaders, especially Joe, our president, Tim, our governor, and Tom, Norman, Ryan, Mandy, Tracy, and Bruce, our mayors. For peace and justice in all nations, and especially the communities of Biscay, Brownton, Glencoe, New Auburn, Plato, and Silver Lake, merciful God,
Receive our prayer.
God of comfort and care, be present with those on our prayer list and those celebrating an anniversary or birthday. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We pray for those displaced from their homes. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We pray for wisdom, peace, and justice to prevail in the Ukraine. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Renew this congregation, O God, during these 40 days of Lent. Confirm our sense of mission and expand our imagination for ministry. Deepen our faith, increase our love, and draw us into your unfolding work of healing and restoration. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For your mission, for Christ Lutheran Church, for the person who we will be called to be the next pastor, and for the call committee, for the many ministries planted here, especially for the scholarship committee, merciful God,
receive our prayer. Accept the prayers we bring, O God, on behalf of a world in need, for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated for our offertory. And if you'd like to bring your offering to Christ well, please do so now. Please stand. No, come. Christ, well, come on. Come back. Come on back. Psst. Okay. Blessed are you, O God, sovereign of the universe. You offer us new beginnings and guide us on our journey. Prepare us to carry your love to a hungry world. In the name of Christ, our light. Amen. All right, everyone who wants to go to Australia, this is your prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You are children of God, anointed with the oil of gladness and strengthened for the journey. Almighty God, motherly, majestic, and mighty, bless you this day and always. Amen.
To serve, we go in Jesus' name to bring glad tidings to the poor, God's favor.
Go in peace. Jesus meets you on the way.